Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. And this is everything you never knew you wanted to know about the battle for the county seat. I know! We're going to go to the Wild West, you guys. It is as exciting as it sounds.
I'm seeing tumbleweeds. I'm seeing people in chaps. Are we going that far back, or is it like the 1970s?
No, we're going that far back.
Oh, okay.
To the, I would say the toddlerhood of Spokane County, not the infancy. Well, the infancy of this county. So Spokane has, it's been settled for a while. I'm going with the broadest terms I can because in the mid to later 1800s. So we had this boom and this push to establish a county out here in the Wild West. 1879, that is when the county was really nailed down. This is it. They had to have a vote for the first county seat. And that took place in November of 1880. And Cheney, which is close to us, 15-minute car ride, would you say?
Yeah.
So Spokane and Cheney, at the time, I think were more the contenders for the county seat. So we're both rail towns. We're both new in the Wild West and buzzing right along. Okay. So they had the vote November of 1880. Cheney came out 14 votes ahead of Spokane. And Spokane was like, I think we should really have a recount. And they did. And Spokane won by 2 votes. Of course, this sparked great outrage in Cheney. They immediately filed a lawsuit with guns in hands at the courthouse. Because this is, of course, the 1880s. So that's much more common. They probably did have chaps and maybe spurs. Definitely some hats. The judge in the moment is like, kept saying, of course we will. And nothing happened and nothing happened. So Cheney believes they've won the county seat. They are over there in Cheney stewing and stewing. Because the implication for this, when you win the county seat in this era, it means that you're going to have both political and business visitors. Cheney felt like they had been robbed, which they may indeed have been. Bottom line, Cheney thought they won. Spokane thought they won. Spokane had the physical records at the time and the people that administrated the records, which made Spokane the seat. So Spokane is sitting there saying, of course we'll recount. And winter rolls by and it's March of 1881. And they're still saying, absolutely, we're going to recount. Just let us find those
ballots.
So Cheney finally got fed up. They were just completely outraged and they decided to take action. March 20th, 1881, Dick Wright and his fiancée, Miss Piper, were married. It was beautiful. The many prominent people of Spokane attended the wedding and partied late into the night. And that is when Cheney decided to take action. 8 disgruntled men from Cheney, under the leadership of John Still, who was the Cheney Justice of Peace, which is wonderfully ironic. Yeah. They broke down the Spokane County courthouse door. Sources just say they stole everything because they knew they'd already won. The auditor, W.H. Bishop, is said to have recounted the votes and Cheney won by 71 votes that time.
Oh.
Which could be because Ben Cheney, founder, the namesake of Cheney, is said to have given 150 temporary workers the right to vote. And then he demanded the recount. So this is Ben Cheney got those votes. Well, and when you have guns and you're standing there in front of the auditor saying, I think we won. Do you think we won? He said, yes. So these 8 guys are like, we're so glad that you're in agreement with us. They took all of the records and him. And they went back to Cheney.
Oh.
Which officially transferred the county seat to Cheney. stuffed everything into gunny sacks, threw it on 3 wagons. A one-night watchman noticed something happening and fired some shots, but just warning shots. And so they raced away, and that was it. Everybody was still partying, and the seat was gone. So the next morning, everybody's sobering up and they sent a scout to figure out what had happened. And so they hear this story of, well, we're the county seat now. The Spokane Times had some very strong words, saying that they're cowardly, lawless men unworthy of public trust and championed by only the vilest of mortals.
Oh, man, we knew how to write an article back in the day, right?
Delightful. Mm-hmm.
Vilest of mortals. They rolled in and stole some paperwork. Calm down.
Yep. So for 6 weeks, Cheney kept the books and the auditor, and they waited for Spokane to respond. And Spokane finally did. The last office to give in was the treasurer. So apparently this was an office by office thing. So the auditor was there, but the treasurer didn't move until about 6 weeks after the showdown. And Cheney was the county seat until they voted and Spokane won again.
I was like, but wait, Cheney is not the county seat. So they had another. How did they get it on the ballot? I have so many questions.
I know. And I love that they're like, yeah, we'll vote again. It's fine. They're not just going to lawlessly keep the seat. They felt that they were in the right.
No, no, don't worry. We've hired a whole bunch of quote unquote temporary workers. They know how to vote.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
So Spokane won the seat back. Of course, if you're from here, you know that. Because we don't, that's not a thing that's voted for now, right? That was just a startup thing. So I am curious why they would revote, but they did. And
yeah, like, that's funny. Oh, it says Spokane Falls managed to get the county seat question on the ballot again.
Okay, so Spokane campaigned for it and enough people agreed.
They're yeah, like, oh. And they were like, we have more people over here, so don't worry. We got this.
If you're feeling sad for Cheney, though, Cheney got an entire college.
They did.
Which was great for their economy and to maintain a foothold in Washington State.
And now you know more about two tiny towns that nobody knew about in Seattle.
That's right.
You laugh, but like I grew up on the West Side and I can remember when I applied to WSU for college and I was like, what's even over there? I don't even know.
I think there's a Dairy Queen.
There was a Red Robin in Spokane in the 1990s. And I got to tell you, it was delicious.
Yes, that was our claim to fame. How many restaurants were by the off ramp? It was kind of wild out here. I'm pretty sure that's my, like, everybody knows they're descended from like Robert the Bruce. And I am from bootleggers and probably people that would try to steal the county seat.
I just like that the solution was just go take all the paperwork.
And that they were crafty enough to wait for that wedding to happen.
Yeah.
They found their window.
Everybody's busy. Now go take the wooden boxes and don't forget to bring the secretary because we won't know what to do with all of it.
That's right. Yes.
Well, if you've loaded up on your horse and you're out to steal some paperwork from a cat, don't do that. Don't do that.
No.
Just go and review Brain Junk, right? That's like, it could be a rebellious act to hit 5 stars, you know, on your phone. Just scroll down, hit a couple stars. We like those. They make us happy.
Yes.
If you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. Instagram, Facebook, you know we're there. Go watch. We make reels. We've got fun stuff. If you want to message us, you can message on Facebook, no problem. Or go to brainjunkpodcast.com. We have a shop. Go find a shirt. Wear it around. Show your friends. You'll be super cool.
Absolutely.
Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.